Morning, the laws of Shabbos. We are in the middle of Siman Reish Pei Tes, which is entitled Seder Sudas Shachris Shel Shabbos. And we're now going to continue with Sif Beis. B'makom she'ein yain matzui, in a situation where there is no wine to make the Kiddush. Ha'vishecho shar mashkin chutz min amayim chamer medino mekadshin olav. A person is allowed to take another beverage, which is called a chamar medina, something which has chashivas, that would be served in a special occasion, and therefore that excludes water. You certainly cannot make kiddush on water. And that's what the Mechaber says. So if we look in the Mishnah Berurah, he says as follows: the mashma de b'makom shu matzoi ein lekadosh al sheichor sharmashkin. Now it says that the Mechaber says apparently only when there's no wine, which you can make the inference that means if you do have wine, then a person should not make kiddush during the day on any other drink, even if it is a chamar medina. However, as we cited before, the Mishnah Berurah stated that mashter kasavnu, that which was written down, sham de nohagin lohakibuzeh b'shachris b'dinosenu, that we're lenient in our medinos, where we are, and that we allow a person, even if they have wine, to make kiddush on something else, like whiskey. I guess that's a famous one. And we call makom mitzvah and mukhar al yainhu. He says that if a person could make it on wine, that certainly is a mitzvah min hamukhar. And then the Mechaber tells us the im ein lo sheikh or sharmashkim. So unfortunately, you have no wine, and now you don't have even anything else, any other drink, which constitutes as a chamar medina. So ochel below kiddush doesn't mean you have to starve. You should eat. And without the kiddush. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Perish kashiyesh will pass." In a situation where you do have bread, then omer hamotzi al hapas. You'll just make the bracha hamotzi on the bread, and that's it. The also echol davar acher kodim lchein. You wouldn't be allowed to eat anything else before that. Ladas ksasa poskim. That's according to some opinions. However, the im ein lo gam pas. Let's say a person has no wine, has no chamar medina, and no bread either. Oichabul of kiddush. In that situation, you would not have kiddush. Of course, you don't make hamotzi. We're not going to say not to eat at all, because after all, the einul levatil mitzvahs oneg Shabbos bishvil zeh. There's still an inyan of oneg Shabbos that a person has to enjoy their Shabbos with the food. And therefore, unfortunately, you just can't make kiddush under those extreme circumstances. So, the next few moments, I'd like to share with you the halachos that we've been discussing, found in the sefer called Kitzer Hilchos Shabbos. Brought down as follows. He says that Kamoshe Shchiyav L'Kaddish V'Laila, just as an obligation to make Kiddush at night, Gam B'Yom Yeshchiyav L'Kaddish. Of course, we know that Kiddush we have to make during the day. But Kodem Achilah, and before we eat. Now, V'Avshe Kiddush Hayom V'Adai Einu El Med Rabbanon, as we established yesterday, that the Kiddush during the day is different, that it's only rabbinic. Mikol Machom Nonetheless Shavu B'Chol Dinim L'Kiddush L'Laila. That's the only difference. Whether it's the Raisa, which is Friday night, during the day it's the Rabbanon. Other than that, all the other halakhos apply, such as V'hainu Shekol Dini Kos, when it comes to how the kos has to be a certain size, it can't be pogum, can't be broken. Shtia, the amount that you drink, and the amount that was in the cup. Kiddush V'makom Suda, that you have to have a meal right afterwards. V'isur Ti'ima Kodem HaKiddush, this we touched upon yesterday, that one is not allowed to taste anything, eat anything, until they make kiddush. Those are all the same. Hanamorim b'kiddush alayla no hagin gam kem b'kiddush hayom. Mikol makom nonetheless, b'prat echad yesh chilo. There is one place where there's a distinction between the kiddush during the day and that night. What is that? It says as follows. B'mi she'ein lo yayin. In the event that a person does not have wine, or he puts in parentheses, or difficulty, some people just can't drink wine. They have difficulty drinking such a beverage. Shav shabalayla kvar kasavnu. It was already mentioned previously regarding the nighttime. Sheish l'kaddish oz al pas. Then there is a way of getting around it. You can make kiddush on the bread. That's on Friday night. The ein mekachin al chamar medina. On Friday night, it's preferable if you don't have the wine or grape juice that you should use the bread and not on chamar medina. However, when it comes to kiddush of the day, we say it's the opposite. It could lead to some confusion, but if you understand the reasoning, then it won't lead to confusion. She'ein mekanchin al pas. On Shabbos day, if you don't have wine, you do not make kiddush on bread like one would do on Friday night. Rather, on the chamar medina, on these other types of drinks. So why? Why during the day can you not just make Kiddush on bread if it works on Friday night? And Kiddush is Diraisa, which is more strict, you would think. So in a Kiddush, which is Darabon during the day, you think Pas bread would also be good. So he says the following reason. Very logical. She'ikr Kiddush Hayom hu Amiris Borei Pri HaGafen. Even though there are different minhagim that we did cite, there are some people that say the Shamru, Zohar, Al-Kain, we discussed. But the reality is, a person could just say the bracha, Borei Pri HaGafen, and that would be sufficient. Or in the case of a Chamar Medina, you could say Sha'akol. V'Al-Kain Nikr Kiddush HaRabah Blashon Sagi Nohar, which also we mentioned, that it's a euphemism, it's not really a Kiddush HaRabah, it's not a big Kiddush, it's just one sentence. But because that's the case, but birchas hamotzi shesarch omer b'lav hachi, you have to say hamotzi afterwards anyway. After you make the kiddush, you're going to wash and you're going to have the bracha of hamotzi lechem aretz. So therefore, eino nikar shelashim kiddush omra. It's not going to be recognizable that you ever made kiddush, because if the only thing you do is say a bracha, so if there's no wine and if you're going to just take the bread and you say hamotzi lechem aretz, it's like you didn't make Kiddush at all. And therefore, for that reason, on Shabbos day, we at least have you make something else other than the Hamotzi, namely the Sha'akol, if you don't have the wine, which would be Chamar Medina, and that would be acceptable. Continues in the words of the Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos for a couple more minutes. He says, also, Kfar Ksavnu, Sheshavim Dine Kiddush Hayom, B'chol Pratav L'dini Kiddush Halayla. All the laws are the same. V'al Kein Gam B'Shabbos B'Yom, Shabbos day, Osalitom Kodim Shemikach. Before a person makes Kiddush, one is not allowed to have anything to eat, one is not allowed to have anything to drink. Mikol Makim Yishchilk B'Nehem. There is a difference, again, this regard between Friday night and Shabbos day. And what is that? He says, Shizman Chiyiv Kiddush B'Layla, Maschil Miyad B'Haschol Shabbos. As soon as Shabbos begins, you automatically, now there's an obligation to make Kiddush. Mash Einkin B'Shabbos B'Yom, when it comes to Shabbos during the day, it doesn't fall upon the second the sun rises. L'chol Chiyiv Kiddush Ad Achar Tefillah. It only applies after you've davened Shachris. V'lam, and what is the reason? So he says as follows. Shlo Chayvuhu Chachomim L'Kaddish El Bozman Sh'yachul Echol Sudaso Achar Kiddush. There's a practical problem that the only time that you can make Kiddush is only if immediately afterwards you're going to eat Kiddush B'Makom Sud, as we said. And therefore, during the morning before Shachris, V'kivon Shigam B'yemei Achol Asurin L'Echol Kodem Shemispal. And this is not unique to Shabbos. Any day of the week, you're now to have a bagel before you come and daven Shacharis. Al kein gam b'Shabbos will have his manachil. Also, when it comes to Shabbos, before you daven Shacharis, you're not allowed to eat. Lo hetil of oz adayin chiv l'kadesh. And therefore, the obligation to make Kiddush does not yet fall upon you until after you've davened. And therefore, before that, you don't have that same obligation. Al kein b'layla, when it comes to nighttime, kibon shechol chiv Kiddush miyad b'achnas Shabbos. Once Shabbos enters, there's an obligation to make Kiddush. Oz then, gam chal iser te'imam osasha. You can't have anything. You can't even have a cup of water. No. Mash enkin b'Shabbos b'yom, when it comes to the day, when you wake up in the morning, shalchol chiv Kiddush ad achar tefila, until you've davened Shacharis, there's no obligation to make Kiddush. Oz, therefore, then, lochol iser te'imam gamkin ad osasha. The prohibition of tasting anything is only after you've davened Shacharis v'kivon. Shalchol chiv Kiddush ad achar tefila, yachol lishtos kodem tefila. You'll have to have something before the davening. Again, not a seuda, but you can have a little bit. We move on to Rachma Shemut Delishtos Gambachol Kodem Tatzfil. Whatever a person is allowed to have before davening on a weekday, also a person is allowed to have before davening on Shabbos.